Welcome to the Thursday, June 10th edition of Public Health Matters. I'm Tanya Webster, WIC Health Professional with Coshocton County Health Department. Today's edition is about sugar based on information from harvardhealth.edu and the American Heart Association. What is sugar? Sugar is fuel for the body. It can come from fruits and vegetables or from added sugar. Fruits and vegetables contain nutrients like vitamins, minerals, and fiber to help our body function. Processed foods have added sugar to enhance flavor and shelf life. The Sugar Association says while sugar intake has been declining over the past several years, the average American still consumes an average of 17 teaspoons of sugar per day. That's about 270 calories per day, equal to about 15 ounces of Mountain Dew. What's the problem? The American Heart Association recommends limiting added sugar to 6 teaspoons per day for women and 9 teaspoons per day for men to lower the risk of weight gain, type 2 diabetes, and maybe, most surprisingly, heart disease. How can we cut down our added sugar intake? One way is to read labels. The Nutrition Facts label lists sugar in a product by the number of grams. 4 grams equals a teaspoon. For example, 40 grams of sugar in a can of soda equals 10 teaspoons. Sugars are also listed in the ingredient list. The closer to the top of the ingredient list, the higher the amount of sugar inside. Sugar also has several names like cane sugar, brown sugar, corn syrup, molasses, and fructose, and other words ending in ose. Eating whole and minimally processed foods is also a strategy to cut down sugar intake. Fruits, vegetables, and unprocessed meat are examples. Shop around the outer walls of the grocery store to find these types of foods. Look for foods that don't come in a box or package. Drinking water and other sugar-free drinks can help. Some studies have found that the body processes calories from drinks differently than calories from food. Liquid calories are less satisfying and can drive us to eat more. Limiting added sugar may help our health. Making small changes can add up to major improvements. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to tune in next Thursday at 12:30 for the next edition of Public Health Matters. Have a good rest of your day.